Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos.
Good morning, John.
And of course, this is the Christina Lou Show. At the break, we were talking, but this goes back to several months and different conversations I have had with Otto over the years, and it's in reference to his father. And we were talking about the men and women who are in the supermarkets today and who are picking up your garbage and who are delivering your mail, and these are what some people consider mundane, useless jobs for people without an education, which is terrible. And Otto, several months ago, told me a story about his dad and also his mom, which was just so enlightening. One, it came from a loving son, but it also is a wake-up call for people to listen to it. And if you don't mind, Otto, would you share that story with me, with our listeners?
I will. My father and mother both came from Germany, and they were about 17, 18 years old when they came over. They didn't know each other here. They went to like the sixth grade in school back in Germany. My father ended up being a milkman where he worked for a company for 40 years. My mother cleaned houses and was a cook in the German delicatessen in the back. And they were both professionals at what they did. And by that, I mean that they did their job professionally and with care, and they really tried hard. I know for a fact with my father, because I helped my father deliver milk. He delivered to stores and hospitals. And near the end, when he was getting a little older, he had, during the Christmas season and New Year's season, supermarkets were not involved back then. They were delicatessens. So we would wind up, I helped him deliver 270 cases of milk that weighed 60 pounds apiece in the milk truck. And this was his white-collar son who didn't do that kind of work. But I had a tremendous respect for my father when it was all over. I did that with him about 4 years. And I know everywhere my father went, he was greeted with open arms. The customers loved him. And I had that feeling before. But the fact that he was really a pro at what he did. And he wasn't a cardiologist or a brain surgeon, but what he did well. And I think that it's important. Nowadays, hopefully, people will get a new respect for positions that they might have looked down upon before. And that includes people like my mother, who cleaned houses and worked in the back of a delicatessen, cooking food that you get the luxury of eating. And if people don't do things like that and do it well, there's a lot of things we take for granted that are not going to be there, And I think it's, hopefully we're going to gain a new found respect for people who do those kinds of jobs as a result of this experience that people are having now.
No, and that's where I'm
impressed with that, Otto. Go ahead, Christina.
Pardon me? John, what?
No, I said I do hope you're correct with that. It's very important. In the last week or so, I saw either on Facebook or someplace, a cartoon. And it was a woman, a child, next to another woman and a child. And one couple pointed across the street and she said to her son, you better keep, and there was a man sweeping the street. And she said, you better keep studying or you'll wind up like him. Wow. And then the woman next to her said, you better keep studying so you don't wind up like this ignorant woman next to us, not appreciating that any job somebody does is a good job. And it's almost what you're talking about. And this was, I don't remember exactly where I saw it, but it's so true. We have to accept people for what they are. And if you're a caring, loving person that does a good job, that's what you are,
And that's what I was really thinking about too, is that, as we were all talking about, we live in a society where things are instantaneous. I took it for granted. It's anything you want. But I mean, even with something as simple as, I left with Blockbuster was a big thing in my life. when I was younger, and it was something would come out and you have to go wait online and get it. And it was like this excitement. You know, when I look at my friends' kids.
Excuse me, Christina, was Justin Bieber around at that time?
I don't think Bieber was around at that time. I think this is pre-Bieber.
John, Christina's okay. Too old for Justin Bieber.
Excuse me, I might be a younger man.
Christina's getting older.
I know, that's right. Well, you know, my birthday got skipped this year, so I guess I'm just going to like revert back to last year anyway. But, you know, really, I believe in my heart, because as I said, you got to find positives in this situation. And I really, truly believe that once we get out of this madness, that people are going to have a newfound respect. And for things that, you know, you really did take for granted. You know, we were talking during the break, and I was saying about food delivery and, you know, it's something that we're obviously telling people to not go to supermarkets if you do not have to, especially if you know you're compromised in any way. And my husband and I obviously are, thank the Lord, two healthy people. And we are avoiding supermarkets. The last time we went to a supermarket had to be like March 23rd or something. You know, I live in a two-family house. My parents are upstairs. They're both in their late 60s, and of course I worry about them, so we're trying to provide for them. So it's always like this coordination that's trying to go on, and we're like all hands on deck. But, you know, with this food delivery, obviously it's stressful getting a date. It's like hit or miss. You know, I was able to get a date like 2 weeks ago for a food delivery service. And, you know, I was saying to my mom yesterday, we got it. And the first delivery we had, we didn't get any produce, wasn't available in the supermarket. But this one, it's like all the fresh produce we asked for came, which was like avocados and bananas. And the two of us burst out crying that we got it, you know, and it was something like to our minds, like who would have ever thought that we would be in this position, you know, really thinking about this, you know, and I try always be kind of a grateful human being in my daily life. But it's real easy to get caught up in certain things you took for granted, you know, are not even possible now. So it's, I hope it makes people more appreciative. And I think it really will. I honestly do. But just quickly to touch on food service, because I know this is our last segment. Social workers and nurses have been pooling all kinds of resources as far as getting food to seniors' homes. So Meals on Wheels is obviously a great one if you are not able to get food. There's a bit of a wait time, but what's great is that our social workers are from EAC, and EAC oversees the Meals on Wheels program, so they're able to talk to their supervisor and kind of expedite things, and I think it's really a great system. So all you would have to do is call 311 or 869-6311, and you'd be able to get onto that. So that's one of the referrals. Another organization that's been doing great stuff, which we've had on our radio, was the Umbrella Network. One of my friends, actually my best friend Tony, works for Umbrella in his spare time. And now with everything that's been going on, normally you would have to pay a membership fee. But to get grocery delivery, they have waived that, you know, yearly membership fee. It costs $3 just, you know, for the credit card processing, and obviously then what your groceries would cost. But my friend Tony's been doing that for a lot of seniors, which is great, you know. So if you have a couple of things, and that, you know, their wait time is averaging out to be about 5 or 6 days now. Then there's this other wonderful organization that came out of this called Operation Infinity. They're a volunteer nonprofit group that was formed, I believe they were college students, to acquire essential goods. So you would call Jean, and the number is 516-320-0715. Obviously you can call 311, they could facilitate this, one of our social workers too, but they've been doing great stuff. There's New York Connects that has been providing food. But like I said, you're really your best bet, call 311 and be connected to a social worker who could kind of assess your needs and expedite this process for you.
Christina, the only thing I'd like to touch on just before we end, and then you could talk about what we're going to be doing in future weeks, is social workers, if I need to talk to somebody, and from a bereavement perspective, because unfortunately, earlier we talked about somebody who I don't know whose spouse had died, you know, and actually a client of mine, her sister died, but they're in another state, they're quarantined. So she said, I can't even go to my sister to help her. And unfortunately it was not her sister, she can't go help her brother-in-law. But that's the reality of how we live today. So just touch, you know, how people can get in touch with that.
Once again, you would call 311 or 869-6311. The social worker will call you. You know, one of our social workers, Gail, in regular time, provides caregiver support groups. So she has been calling all those people, and then we would do the same for bereavement. Our social workers and nurses have also been trained on this Zoom kind of process. So even if you don't have, which is great about Zoom, you could call in. So if you have no camera, you could still have a telephone thing. So, and obviously this telephone reassurance we're doing. So we're kind of trying to just pull out everything. And there's a lot of organizations as well that are helping out that our social workers are connected to. So I just really, at the end of the day, you call 311 or 869-6311 for any of that information.
We have 2 minutes left, so give us a brief update what's happening over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, so
Independence and you.
Yeah, so listen, we're gonna kind of be, I'm glad this worked. Each week now we'll be able to do this. Hopefully we'll be able to bring on some guests, which I think will be fun too, just to get updates. The good thing is that everyone's kind of home, so they have no excuse now when I hunt down. But it's really great. I just want to tell everyone to be safe, be healthy. A big shout out to all of our social workers and nurses and town staff, and all the other essential staff in our area that are just all stars and angels. And we're going to get through it, guys. The governor, we're New York strong, right? We got this. We're all going to do it. And I think I encourage people to tune into this show because we can't help but get personal and be real. And I think it's good for people to relate to. So I'm glad we're back. I feel better actually just doing this.
Terrific. I want to thank you, Christina. And I want to thank Otto for being with me today. But most importantly, and this is very sincere, I want to thank Dan Cox, who made this possible. Because if it wasn't for Dan, there'd be nobody listening to this show today. He put it together. He figured out how we could do it. And he's going to be the person editing it. And you know, taking this to the final step so that you're going to hear it on Friday from 11 to 12 and subsequent yes. Fridays after that. Yes. So thank you, Dan, very, very sincerely. Thank you, Otto, for being here today. And thank you, Christina.
Thank you, John.
Yeah, thank you. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio.
It was great.
On 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. You have 30 seconds, guys, if you want to say something.
Thank you for being here.
Stay healthy. Wash your hands.
Wash your hands. And enjoy that produce you're getting, Christina.
That's right. I'll enjoy my avocado.
Love you, everybody. We'll see you next week. We'll be here next week.